And the Pope wanted to get these guys out of Europe. It was essential to move them away somewhere, because Europe was in the hands of armed brigands, of these gangs. It was like the mafia took over the whole country. And the Crusades was a perfect answer to all of these problems. Now, in the Middle Ages, all solutions had to be religious solutions. That was the society. So therefore, it was not enough for Pope Urban II to proclaim the Crusades for all of these valid political and economic reasons. So for that, he had a guy by the name of Peter the Hermit, who was one of these, in the Middle Ages, there were very, very many of them. We find them later in Russia also, a man like Rasputin, for instance. A person who went around dressed in loincloths, in sheepskin, who was completely uncultured, unlettered, illiterate, who, if we are charitable to him, we can say he was probably insane. If we are uncharitable to him, then we say he was a charlatan. And he had dreams and visions. Everybody spoke to God in the Middle Ages. Everybody saw angels. Everybody was able to produce miracles. And he healed and he revived the dead. He did everything. He had one of the greatest road shows that existed in his time. And the Pope and Peter the Hermit together proclaimed the Crusade. The Pope for his reasons, Peter the Hermit proclaimed it because, again, he had a vision. And in the vision, God told him that the redemption of Christian Europe lay in reconquering the holy places from the Muslims. Now, the Pope sweetened the ante here. You know, so we have even a clearer understanding of how the Crusades worked. In the belief of Christianity, of the Roman Catholic Church especially, every person is born damned. And therefore, every person has to do something positive to get out of hell. Otherwise, the mere fact that one is born is enough to force one into hell, which is a pretty depressing view of life, if you think of it. That's the doctrine of original sin. La havdol elef havdolos, but in Judaism it's just the opposite. Kol Yisrael yeshlem chelek l'olam habo. Everybody starts out as going to heaven. You have to lose it. Now, there are many ways to lose it. Some people are ingenious in discovering ways to lose it. But if you don't do anything, right, if you would take 2 aspirin and go to sleep for 90 years, then you got it made. And that's 2 different viewpoints of life completely. The church was the repository of the method of being saved. If the church granted a person either absolution, which is forgiveness for the sin, or an indulgence, which means overlooking the sin, so then in heaven they had to agree with the church. So if the church took care of you, so then you were in good shape. In the Middle Ages, people were vitally concerned with heaven and hell. In the modern world is much less concerned with it. But in the medieval world, hell was a real place. And the tortures of hell were real, and they were seen, and they were felt. And even the worst of criminals looked for a way to get out of it. And the church is the one that had the key. So the Pope said, anyone that goes on the Crusades is granted forgiveness for his sins. The participation of a Christian in the Crusades has a quid.